Ladies and gentlemen, I think that where we're at today is perhaps best characterized as a missed opportunity to do a budget that is fair to the people of the state of Illinois, but also provides permanent tax relief. And I know that's not this bill. We're going to have another bill later. But the bottom line is all three of these bills interrelate, and you cannot talk about one without the other. And respectfully, Mr. President, I appreciate the latitude here. We did not have the same courtesy in exec committee from the chairwoman, who apparently on a hot mic told us all to be quiet in no uncertain terms. When you have an opportunity with the windfall dollars that this state has brought in, and instead of looking at the families of this state who are hurting up and down, our districts, your districts, and saying to them, we are going to give you permanent relief in the costs. The cost of living in this state is out of control. It just is. And then you turn around, and we're going to get to the specifics when you get to the tax bill, but then we turn around and spend it all, and we spend and we spend and we spend. We give people temporary relief that's going to expire, shockingly, after the election's over with. And yet we're now going to have spending built into base going into the future. So there was a choice there. There was a deliberate choice made not to give people their money back, but to take it and spend it. Now look, we can all find things that in all of these bills that we're going to support or disagree with. But at the end of the day, just on the global macro level picture, is are we going to help people or not? And we're going to help people on a permanent basis or a temporary basis. Are we going to be so, I guess the word may be jaded, to pretend that people of Illinois won't see right through this as an election gimmick? But my goodness sake, at the end of the day, can't we get the development disabled 100% funded? And for what? So we're not going to block legislative pay raises? We'll get into the spending and the taxes and all that. But I just want to set the stage. This really is a missed opportunity. It's a missed opportunity for the people of Illinois to get their money back. And it's their money. It's not our money. It's not your money to spend. It's their money. They're the ones busting their butt every day, getting out of bed to go to work to pay these taxes. They're the ones who are getting hit with the price of the pump. And it's going to expire as soon as the election's over. Wow. It is unbelievably jaded, and people see through this. Now, I want to say one other quick thing. And yes, this is unfortunately how this process has come to work. But when you're talking about three massive bills of the size we're talking about, and we go to committee and they're not even filed yet, and then we can't ask questions, I'm going to make this prediction. This BEMP bill, people are going to be waking up tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, all next week, realizing what was actually in this. And as legislators, those of you who vote for this, you're going to have a hell of a lot of buyer's remorse when the people sitting in these booths figure it out. But you're going to have real buyer's remorse when the people of Illinois figure it out.